We're joined in the media center by postdoc number one qualifier, Tanner Gray, who ran a 6.501 second pass at 212.09 miles per hour in the final qualifying session for your first career number one qualifier. Pretty stout run. You got to be feeling pretty confident going into tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel real confident. You know, all my Vapeline Chevy guys have given me a great car. And, you know, I made a little mistake there in Q3. It just spun up real hard and the shift light came on. But, you know, I should have drove through it. And I don't know why. My brain told me to push the clutch in. But, you know, so we probably could have gone 52 on that run. But, you know, it obviously would have helped to have that data for coming into this. And, you know, so it's pretty cool, though, to come and be third coming into a session and then take it, you know, especially right before last pair. So, you know, I'm really excited. But at the end of the day, you know, number one qualifier doesn't mean much. You know, if you don't have the yellow hat at the end of the day, then, you know, you didn't do anything.
Definitely. Well, you were just talking about earlier that this was your best run that you've made, officially your best run that you've made. Kind of talk about that, how you're feeling about it, going from making a mistake to being pretty close to perfect.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the closest to perfect I've ever been, for sure. You know, I think that whole team over there, that was a pretty stout run. You know, you can't really ask for much better at all. You know, I was 10-5 all the way across the page, and you know, it was 009. So, you know, that's definitely my best run as far as driving, staging, shifting, letting the clutch out and everything else. So, you know, I definitely have a lot of confidence, especially coming off of one in Topeka. So, you know, I'm excited for tomorrow, especially if we get by first round, then we're straight shot to the semis. So, you know, hopefully you know, I can go out there and you know, maybe back it down a little bit, be a little more conservative for first round and just try to make sure that I get by that. But, you know, you never know what can happen. You know, this is a very unpredictable sport, and, you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
Definitely.
Good? You're a little surprised that Erica didn't want a little more of a challenge to your run? Or anybody else, for that matter.
I'm more surprised the KB guys aren't closer. You know, the runs that Erica and them made, you know, we should be going that or better. We've just all been, and I'm not discrediting them by any means, but, you know, we should be running that or better, you know. You know, I'm not sure. I haven't really got to look at the tune-up or anything like that much, but, yeah, that was a pretty close to perfect run for us, as far as on my side. I don't know what the car looked like and stuff like that, but.
Do you feel that in the car, that it was maybe your best run, or do you have to wait and see that?
You know, honestly, I felt like I maybe just got the chip out of low, and you know, everything else felt good. You know, and I've been shifting consistent, but this week I've been struggling with low gear. I've been about 10-3, but 10-3 to 10-4 out of low, and you know, I guess it makes sense. I felt like I ran it up. I didn't hear it, but I definitely felt like it was right there. So I was a little bit worried about that when I pulled that gear, but. You know, besides that, you know, I felt like it was going pretty good, and I knew once I put it in high gear and everything felt good, you know, what we talked about back at the trailers, we wanted to run a high 50, so 50 with a 1 was pretty sporty.
All it had, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about all it had. Like I said, I haven't been able to go back and look at the tune-up or anything like that, but, you know, from my standpoint of view, it was pretty sporty.
Perfect.